This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org.
Let us take some 5 minutes and pray in the Spirit, stretch it into the things that we have soaked in worship. Shababraska binan sifahada fanas. Barastus is a fanistus. Zegete barata fanas. Shababraska binan sifahas. Blessed be God, our Lord, us with benefit, even the God of our salvation. Shabaru Subrahata Fenan, Zizakila Sisafahash, Embrashapa Braska Benan Zizafahai. Come on now, stretch into it. Shaparata Kaparata Kate Fenan, Embrashapa Braska Benan Zizafanis, Zikiti Babrata Fenash. Embrashabarat Fernandez, Barastos is a funnies, the sun is. Stretch into it. There is a supply. The interplay of worship and then prayers, especially by the Spirit, is the mystery behind experiencing realities. I want you to be intentional. Until the hand of the Lord literally can take it from there. You have a part to play. You have a contribution to make. Barastos is a fanis the sanis. Zekete babraska penan zifahai. Kanistas is a fanis. Zekete barada fanan. Barastos is a fahai kanis is a babraska penadis. Abasha barate kete. Epreshepe barastos evanis. Erascope panandes is a fahai. Shapapa poska penan, fedakida zivahai, embrashapa praska penan zizavanos, eraska penan zizavahai canisters, barastos zizavanis, ziketipa pratafash, embreshepe praska penan zizavanan, erako penan zizavahai canisters zizavanis. Come on, stretch it. Shapa praska penan zizavahai. Kanistas is a fanistas, barastos is a fahai kanis, ziketeba brata fanas. Oh dear Jesus. Ziketeba prasha papraska penans is a fahas, zikeke prasha fanans is a fanistas, erasko penans is a fahai. Come on, stretch. Come on, stretch. Glory to the name of the Lord. Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says that if we speak in unknown tongues, the Bible says we speak to no man. It says, I'll be here to communicate mysteries unto God. And I declare in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will help demystify these things. The Bible says the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities with groanings that cannot be mortified. We declare in the name of Jesus there is help. We prophesy thoroughly in the name of Jesus in heaven that the intentions of the Lord, way beyond our yieldedness, way beyond our alignments, Jesus causes us to come into tandem with it. Your life will never remain the same. In the name of Jesus. And so I declare and decree that there is a hearing and hearing again of faith, and there is working of miracles in this room. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe, shout amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. You may be seated. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. I have an intention in my heart to actually take some time to have fullness of information as touching convergence in Lagos yesterday. That's the House of His Glory, the Yaba campus in the Yaba Tech territory that was cancelled And I will still bring us the way forward, but as the systems of accountability, let me just share briefly with us the things that, you know, is happened. And I have few moments to myself tonight. I hope to be very swift. Hallelujah. All right, so of course, yes, you know, we have the House of His Glory, Yaba Campus Expression, and all of that in operation. We took our time properly, did a survey and study in the environment. I see if me at all. Now, when we began our exploration to Lagos, the places we were sent to, technically, I said this clearly, was medical campuses. I see if me at all now, clearly. And then the Lord will ask us to extend and take up a project work in the Yabate campus. I see if me at all now. And, you know, our works had witnessing. When we got in, we understood the work that was to be done, and especially from the, what do you call, the security department, you know, of the institution and all of that, right? So that was how we began our sojourn. But, you know, God's work can't be done anyhow. I see not all now. Of course, yes, there's a level of excellence and competence that is deployed in doing work the way it should be done. Because beyond preaching the word, working in the spirit, a part of our assignment is territorial transformation and individual transformation. I see me at all now, which means that the way we do things, we want you to learn it. We don't just want you to learn the word, we want you to learn our approach, our method, and many more things as that. So we found the alumni building, you know, available for use. And technically, there are no facilities in that campus. Some of you understand what I'm saying. You know, even the church, the body of faith there uses a drive. So you have a car park space separated in coaches. I used to be a turn, and that's how, which of course I reached out, you know, as a person. I wanted us to, I found out that there's a little hall that is used. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. And if it could be upgraded and all, but you know, it's a lot of many things that will not make that work. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? And all of that, I don't want to go into details. That's not what I'm discussing. So we had to settle for the alumni building, which of course, yes, was unnecessarily expensive, you know, for that kind of facility and then the things that are done in it. But we went ahead anyways. I used to feel tall now. And we began with the Elijah Rios Hall. We began, I think, last year, September, thereabout. I hope I'm saying the right word. I used to feel tall now. Okay, so we began and it was beautiful. And we spent some 3 months thereabouts. Then we were served a letter for increment of our, of our rentals. I used to be not all now, which we actually followed up with. And I think it was supposed to be times four. They increased the rental fee times four. So when that happened, we reached out, of course, yes, were judicious people and negotiated times two. Do you understand now? With new fees, legal fees and all of that, and we pulled through, made payments and all. And when we resumed, that was February, you understand now, there were issues and all of that which was not our standards. For instance, tripping light off, you know, if you follow our ministries, light does not go off. I learned that well from Pastor Sam Adeyemi of Dista, you know, Christian Center. I was in a service, I was quite younger then. And then light went off, and he was so furious that he was going to ask for the head of the technical class, and he was sacking, you know. And coming from Martogon as a young boy, that was strange, because when light goes off in my church back, everybody will run to the generator, you know. And so I began to learn these things, and so it's not a beautiful thing actually. So we had to begin to pay up on extra diesel, and honestly, we pay some thousands just to push an hour beyond. I hope you understand. And then it is said that the facility management staff had to shut down, and we pay literally remuneration for all the people that wait and work with us. You know, so we've been doing that, and that's what is making convergence happen, and Jesus is faithful. However, when we got there and we're going to resume, that was why I made a speculation. I said we should resume, but you know, you get the announcement on the social space, because I wanted us to be sure of terms and conditions. And number two, you know, when we got to service, we were on site yesterday. Some of you came around. We were in church, and then there was no power in the building. So we reached out, of course, you know, that the generating set is bad. I understand, because we have a proper on-site church, so I know what all of these things means. But then the fuel can be gotten. But for the few hours you want to use, uncertainty, we first need like a 20 liters of diesel, you know, just to start out. And they are not sure. It's gulping it. So, but, you know, that kind of stuff. And I feel like that's not beautiful for many things' sake. Number one, we paid for the house legally. Number two, with all the staffs of the facility that holds on, we ensure we remunerate them. Everyone. I'm talking publicly, you know. And even, you can trust me if you are close to me, we make sure that we do well to everybody we work with. You know, so that's not beautiful at all. And then I told them to enforce that they get that fixed, you know. And they got furious and said, you know, why couldn't we get that fixed? And I think that's not right. So it became an issue of, you know, some legality. And that was what happened. So in the time view, we can't keep up work in that place. I used to be at all, because if we ran service yesterday, we are not sure if the service will go for long or not. Do you understand that? I promise you, I'm saying things. I'm a man of God. I won't talk down people. Sometimes you can't imagine the short. You can spend 70,000 naira just to augment fuel. God is my record. After you've paid heavily, you know, and all of that. So for me, management is quite important in leadership. And that's not beautiful. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So it's quite unfortunate that we had to suspend the service. And I thought we'd be able to get back. We wanted to come to Medela campus here. But I learned that a beautiful church has a Bible study from 7:30. And, you know, I learned ministry properly. That would be wrong. So it's good. You know, so that's why we couldn't get back to our base in Ogun State until almost 10 p.m. thereabouts. I can't remember the time. We left as early as maybe 5 p.m. You know, and all. So that's the distance. Sometimes you get home 2 a.m. Today that we're getting good, if you go back 2 a.m. whatever. But you know, that's the state of things. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So kindly bear with us. But let me say this as a leadership strategy. We are not building branches. We're a territorial ministry. We go where we are sent. There are facilities outside of Yaba campus. You know, but Jesus did not send us to outside of Yaba campus. And that's the place where I don't listen, even in leadership. As you may at all now. I love all the people I've moved court, and I appreciate the love and all of that, but Jesus asked us to be domiciled in the territory. I see not at all. We'll find a way to do our assignments. There are two dimensions to our assignments. There is the convergence, there is the technical dimension, which has to do with the minerals level of that. We'll go ahead with that and see how it complements themselves. However, convergence in Lagos will be the Medela campus for now. Is that beautiful? This is exactly what happened, literally. Any other thing is not what happened. I speak to you as stakeholders. Hallelujah. Between yesterday now and this morning, I've heard things. So to help our force get some better here, we've started already, you know, just to shame the devil. And so they owe us some money on record, and they have not refunded till now. And I'm saying it publicly, and they have to refund. Technically, they owe us, they have to refund. I don't joke with, you know, fairness. It's not money and equity. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say now. Yes. So I know they didn't think about that before they go angry. So it's a good way to, you know, but to kick off work right in this room, I think we're going to put in more efforts and make convergence a bigger deal, I see, if not at all. Part of what we're going to do is that I think we're going to make it more easy for us to have longer hours of stay in this place, enough to see people, I see, if not at all now, and many things will be put in place. But for now, we made a move today, you know, just to augment work. But I think we had issues in transition. Our people, we got a couple of gadgets, and those are the things you are watching by the side. That's my side to the right. Yes. So, hallelujah. Yes, we keep doing our best as a people. I see not. I learned ministry not to pressure people. That's I learned by my own conformity, you know. So no announcement, anything. We'll keep doing our best. If there are things you think is not right, you know, share them with us, and also be good people enough to give. No pressure. I see not at all now. Yes. I don't steal, and we don't pick money from the sand, but we'll put in more efforts between now and next week. I think it's going to become better, and then we're going to intensify efforts. We're going to do a lot of things, so let me talk about them now. But many of you will be part of what we're going to do in the days to come. I see me at all. No, it's not financial. I was talking about, you know, getting to work. I said, I'm this mouth. Hallelujah. Say amen if you're in church. One of the things I'm trying to do is I want this idea of associating money to ministry as collection. You know, I'm just volunteering my life. I may God honor my heart. I want to write a new narrative with our platform. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. One of the things I give myself to, honestly. You know, no pressure anywhere and all of that. Jesus shall help us in Jesus' name. All right, so that's exactly what happened. So ensure that you're part of church. Fridays, Medela Campus. Sunday, Ogun State. Except otherwise, I see me at all. Monday study, that's strictly online and all of that in the name of Jesus. Also, I hope you are praying along with us as touching our new phase of work, the Menorah's Lab. If you don't know what that is, I think that was a message I thought on my birthday celebration service. You can listen to it. It's the Menorah's, I think it's a laboratory even on the YouTube channel. You'll get information in Jesus' name. Also, keep us in prayers. Very important. Hallelujah. Say amen. God is doing something new. Hallelujah. And you know, one of the ways you know is many of this agitation. Are you following me at all now? The Lord is our strength in Jesus' name. Thank you for all of our pastors and our workers, the people that work in the Yaba Church. I know the people are wondering what's going to happen. I carry you in my heart. Hallelujah. So we're going to make beautiful resolves and we're going to be better for it. This is a true test of my leadership. Some of you are just contacting my leadership for the first time. You're going to love it. Hallelujah. Let us get to work. Few moments we have in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. I somehow want to be strategic tonight. I don't know, but I'll follow my spirit. Amen. So tonight we want to go to the fifth part of the teaching series, The Making of a Minister. Is that beautiful? Have you been blessed by this series? Say amen. Hallelujah. All right, so we didn't go live. Let me say this because people reached out already. We didn't go live because I began a prayer congress. So people that came to church early, I started praying from around 4:30 thereabout till 6. So I'm showing up the second time. Hallelujah. Which I'm going to keep up for a while. Doesn't make some sense because of my perception. Hallelujah. So 4 to whenever we're done praying in the spirits and all of that, then you know, other activity, then I return back again for the ministry of the word. Is that fine? The Lord is our strength in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 26. Let me tidy up. Acts chapter 26. I intend to make this chapter 5 the last, you know, chapter in Jesus' name. Join me in faith and say amen. Amen. Some of you believe that when I say these things, I don't want to keep them at that. The challenge is that, you know, a verse is a door. So if we find perception, we must travel. It is an error for a teaching ministry to see the entrance of the word that bringeth light, and we refuse because we wrote a sermon outline. Doesn't make sense. I was last week. Last week was beautiful. How many of you were in convergence last week? How many of you followed online? If you are not around, you missed out on something beautiful. Jesus took us on a beautiful journey. We were just discussing language. Hallelujah. And we really went into some programmings in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we stopped that verses. What is that? Acts chapter 26. The Bible says, because of time, verses 14. If you're joining for the first time, you're challenged to listen to chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4. Hallelujah. All right. I discovered that we taught some two hours thereabouts in this series because of many, many events and all of that in the name of Jesus. All right. But beautifully, let's move again tonight. Just some 2 hours again in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Verses 14. It says, and when we were all falling to the earth, he says, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Now, this word, it was used as a metaphor. Do you understand? But a prick is one of these agricultural garden close to a rake. Do you understand now? So he's saying, you cannot kick, you're going to hurt yourself. So he's attempting to use that to talk about a system of God that combs men. Are you seeing me at all now? Like, you cannot fight your transition. You cannot fight what should make you. This is one of the challenge that you find in the depth of a non or untransformed life. Are you seeing me at all now? Where everything you are praying against is what God should use to transform your life. Doesn't make some sense. The switch is that you change the battle from you actually being against to actually releasing these things over to Jesus. Are you following me at all now? All of us did not come from the worst background. Though when we stand from the standpoint of time, you have reasons to say, my background did not favor me. Is that correct? Okay, so somebody pulled up a what is it called, around, and he was talking about men that God is helping, you know, and how some people have advantage. So when he was going to write about me, he wrote that I came from a wealthy background. And I was very happy. You know, at least let somebody lie good lie against me. They have been lying different. This one is a good lie. You know, so my father's house is at number 2. I won't finish it. So in case. And I didn't come from that kind of a background. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when people hear the balance I bring about prayer, I've heard people say, because I didn't come from a wicked family, that even I came from the East. Someone said it, not me. You know, in case you are from the East. You know, so if you came from the East where they worship Satan. My surname is Osunbi. Do you know what that means? So basically, why I said what I said is because everybody has one excuse or the other from the standpoint of time. Unfortunately, it is lack of transmission that makes that excuse genuine from your realm. Because it's that same background you needed for the seed that you are. You needed that poor background for a mighty seed to be birthed. Does it make some sense now? The challenge is that you are fighting against and you are not aligning with. There is something the believer has not learned. That you are fighting Satan does not mean that you are in tandem with God. There are no opposites in the spirit realm. Black is not the opposite of white. God is not the opposite of Satan. Heaven is the opposite of hell. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? Heaven is the opposite of earth. You know this thing we learned when we were young? Drop up Jesus. Down. Say Satan is in the second heavens, for your information. So many of us actually have been trapped by Satan. So, for instance, a believer that is not committing sin believes that he's doing well, even without the works of righteousness. Do you understand the balance now? So people believe that once they actually are in a platform that is not formidable or grant a little bit of access, so they say things like, Adibi, my father was wealthy. They now convince themselves that should cause Jesus Christ to pity them with wealth. Do you understand now? Adibi, my father was a priest. I'm the first priest of my family. So you now think God will now dash him free fire. No, you've got to build an altar. So Jesus is saying something deep to Apostle Paul, that all your life you seem to have a point against God because you are against God. You can think you are fighting poverty and then you confuse God for poverty alleviation. And when what you think will work does not work, you have an offense against God. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say now. Because you're thinking, why will God not make my life beautiful? And you never did the works of a beautiful life, technically. Hallelujah. So somebody is coming out of a slavery that Satan pushes to ignorance of thinking that when you don't do evil, you have done good. Does it make some sense now? When you don't serve Satan, you have served God. Your allegiance must be clearly spelled. There is no neutrality in the realms of the spirituals. Say amen if you're in church. So it's a big task that we have to learn from that for Apostle Paul. Do you understand? Because Apostle Paul believed he was serving God somehow, somewhere. Amen. And that's the same way many of us convince a lot of activity that is not genuine God as God. One of the challenges that any believer will have is to be sure the part is walking is truth. That what you are doing is what you should do. That the things you are breathing on is what God will have you do. That what you are laboring on, say amen. And you know, we had a beautiful time preparing the workers into this month, and we studied on the theme of the labor of the fools, where yet all of them. If you have not labored, you don't know what it means to be weary. Does it make some sense now? Many of us have not done anything. So even if our life is not like this, we just only have some anger against God. At least he should pity me. There are people walking our life. The challenge of those people now is that you can be walking our life against the pricks. Is it basic to understand? Because of your language, because of where you're coming from. Say amen. If you're an African, one of the ways you begin your walk with God is because of... Now, this is not to insult your intelligence. An average person came from backgrounds that are not, you know, financially. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? I'm trying to use my adjectives carefully. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? So, in part of your work, part of it was, Lord, said to me. Have you heard this kind of prayer before? Said to you how? Does God give bribe? Baba said to me. That's how Nigerian police say, Oga, said to the boys. Say, Lord, said to me. And then we had early. I asked a question in a Monday study. That's this Monday, and I encourage you to follow Monday study. I said, what if you are not poor? Will you have a financial walk with Jesus? Let's imagine you were never poor. Do you think you would open scriptures about finances? Because that's the challenge. So in Africa, Africa is an effortful society. Are you seeing me at all now? We have to deploy energies a lot. So our perception about God is beautiful, you know, and many things like that. Hallelujah. That's why when Nigerians leave Nigeria and go to the, you know, to the UK, to the US, their fire goes down by default. The things you are busy praying for is on a credit facility system there. You can get a car. I used to give me a turner once you have a working job. You can get a studio apartment. You can, you understand what I'm trying to say for now? And those are things you are crying to God, Lord, show me a sign. You give me car. So somebody gave you engine oil. Say, this is prophetic. Glory to God. You get the message now. Now, if you are in the U.S., how does your life start from? While we are trying to correct this, it becomes the platform of God's transition in our lives and our destinies. Is it basic to understand? So someone will not confuse trying to come out of poverty as working with God until you first surrender life and then the applicative dimension of your finances. Shout amen. If you don't understand what I'm saying, you have the money God needs, but God will not need the person that has the money needs with him. There are people that have what God needs, but the person holding it, God does not want it from him. Because the power of his mind is God that wealth. Does it make some sense for now? There's an intelligence you must capture here. It looks simple, that line, but it's very... Are you see with me at all now? Shout amen if you're in church. Glory to God. One of the words of my beautiful role model, Apostle Joshua Selman, is never fake what can be real. That's thoughtful. Very beautiful conference in Manchester, in UK, 8 to Arena. What do you think? What are your celebration? Never fake. That's what this text means. Don't kick against the prick. If it's not there, it's not there. State it, you get it. You get the message now. Don't. Now keep burning. But the believer, when we begin to pray, believe that we are better than other people. So people talk about how long they pray, and they don't talk about the sacrifice they should put there. Does it make some sense at all now? Some of you, is sleep that is the sacrifice, because sleep has to do with flesh. Are you seeing me at all now? Some of you is gluttony. Eat healthy, but don't eat because there is food. Eat because you need to eat. Doesn't make some sense. Gluttony and drunkenness are brothers and sisters. We fight drunkenness in church, but people overheat. So that's how the fire burns. I understand that we are used to all these things. Send me on fire. After you are done, you must search within. What is self? What is glorifying itself still? When you get it out and you put it there, you persistently be what? On fire. Does it make? I'm trying to use that to get the concept that because of the fact that you are fighting something does not mean that you are not. Do you get the message now? You have to be sure you are not kicking against the pricks. Glory to God. Let me move on because of time. Verses 15. It says, and said, who art thou, Lord? I said this last week that when you meet Jesus, you know. We have to study encounters, and I'll do so. I want to attempt to wrap up this service so that we can begin to get into deeper things. The apocalyptic side of the believer. We have to check into some deeper things in God, because part of my perception is that if many of us see Jesus Christ in heaven, we will not know him. Is documented in scripture. John the Revelator got to heaven. As if he knew him as that Jesus that was humble as a lamb in time. When he saw him in heaven, he could not recognize. Many of you don't know Jesus. Because you only lent him as some gentle guide that told you when they slap you on the right, what do you do? Does it make some sense now? So, you know, some of us are not Jesus. Some of us are fake Jesus because of the way we talk. But this is the real Jesus. Jesus will speak against things that are not in tandem with the structures of heaven. Jesus will embrace. Jesus does not condemn. Do you understand now? Jesus loves, but love carries justice. When love is without justice, is lost. You get the balance now. So, you know, I'm saying a lot of things because I want us to understand the expectation even from every one of us sitting in this room. You have to put in effort to make this possible. Does it make some sense at all now? In the laws of encounters, the height of encounter is the encounter with the Lord Jesus. People say encounter with God. I appreciate it, but if you study all true scriptures, no one necessarily saw God. If you understand scriptures where you see the Lord God, Jehovah, are you with me at all now? That was the Christ pre-incarnate. Does it make some sense at all now? At deeper depths of walk, you have Abraham and Moses, people that really walked with God, and their special accounts of their transition. Are you with me at all now? Say amen if you're following me. All right, so God himself said, no one sees me and leave. Jesus came and said, no one has seen the Father. Does it make some sense now? Because who we encounter technically is the Lordship of the Christ. Say amen. Are you following? I know people use the word God, and that's why today you can't take this word serious. God told me, and my wife, God told me, you know, after you hear God told me, you have to go back to the real God. And say, my God said to my God. And God said, no, he's not your God. He understands. So because of the abuse of the reality of encounter, when you meet Jesus, you know. Say amen. I need you to understand that, because you don't know just Christ by drama. You know him by character. Encounters with the Lord does not carry words. I'm not saying some people didn't hear, because maybe they have that organ of interaction. But Jesus actually speaks true light. Does it make some sense? All right, let me say something to you so that you can understand the nature. And this does not carry my nature as a person. Because as you are listening to me now, you are listening to both my transformation and his intention. I hope you get the message now. So, but I want to give you this purely his intention. I had another encounter with the Lord Jesus and some weeks back. And I wanted to preach one day, and I threw the mic down. Anybody noticed? Because I wanted to do my job like I would do. But Jesus told me something by light. And Jesus told me and said I should quickly do a swift work for him. And I asked him what? He said, do I know that every generation, the evil they collected is the evil they became? Because they were preaching with the platform of his authority. He said to me, so I should begin to correct what will be, not what we are correcting. So if you were observant, I was going to talk last week and I did three times. Because what happens is that the light will come again. When you meet Jesus, the ability to obey him comes with the visions. I see. When people tell you more of the encounters, they didn't meet the Lord. The Lord, did I convey my words well? I'm trying to say that at this realm, there's no more I saw Jesus. You will not really say it. You'll just be becoming. Because for every time you see him, this great man of God will look like a speckle of dust. Like you don't know nothing. No, because I began to listen. I say, have I been doing something wrong? And he had to confirm me and say, no. But what I'm saying is that do a swift work for me. Why everybody's saying the church is like this? The church is becoming because you are speaking on a platform of authority. So I came to talk an overflow of what he told me, separating authority from anointing. But you are not wise. You understand kind of stuff now? You are working on authority. As you are saying, my generation, huh? They will fail God. I'm not confused, I know. But how we came, you won't believe he's the one. Because he came as light. You see that now. So there's a lot of drama around the things we discuss. And I'm not talking down on encounters. Some of you need to study me well to know where I came from. The things I survive is what people put online that you're saying, wow, God protect you emoji. Last week Sunday, 10 kVAJ and caught fire. You are here. Red gen knocked out. 2 gen bloated out. If I say the things that happen, you just look and say, are you trying to die? We're not preaching because it's beautiful. People are doing like this. It's a lot of warfare, spiritually, backstab from the body of Christ. But this is the reality. When you see Jesus, you cannot go back. And it's not like he comes and tells you, my son, you know, baby, you know, is an embodiment of light. And light carries enlightenment and empowerment. And the more you meet him, the more simpler you become. Take that home from me. When you see a man complex, he has not met Jesus. He has met any other thing but not Jesus. Jesus will condemn your debt once in a while. Just makes you feel, because at a point, it just feels like, let me gist with the people. I would have spent much time right in this room to stay focused on this, but I'm trying to round off because I want your eyes of understanding to be enlightened. Are you with me at all now? One of the understanding you have to draw is this simplicity of defense. This scripture is a defense. This scripture is not just some nice things to tell you. This scripture is like this is governmental. This is territorial. This is the height of Christianity, where the authorities of the land have to understand the conformity of a man in tandem with Christ, knowing his former life. This is one of the hardest scriptures to preach, because you are preaching before a man that can get your head. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? So this scripture carries both transformation and intention. It's a bridge of, this is the true man of God. God and man of that God. There must not be an error from the man. Your head will go down. There must not be an error from the God. You will lose him. That's the defense you're studying. So Jesus said to me, I saw Jesus. Study when Paul saw Jesus. What were the things that happened to his life? You must begin to, please, Paul is not a standard, but Paul is a revelation of the standard. You must begin to study scriptures to understand God character-wise. Does it make some sense now? When people meet Jesus, their asset is conformity, enlightenment, empowerment, not a lot of drama. All my life, no message could tell me what I just shared with you now. Jesus, no man of God can tell me that stuff, because it will not work. We're telling you the obvious. I know faith. You don't understand what I'm trying to say now. And don't you say the things we are preaching is not working. I got a report, and I'm sorry, I don't know the name of this. Okay, I feel a peace to go ahead. I just wanted to check for a moment. And the cherubim and seraphim have been interceding for CNS now. You can't imagine. Hallelujah. I really cannot tell why, and I don't know why. I brought a word of the Lord when I went to minister in Unilorin to their JCCF body. I received me at all now. And somebody sent me 2 videos of the feedbacks. I hope you know right now, there's a movement happening in the CNS now, speaking against many evil things. They have condemned and claimed anyone that picks a ram to the altar is not following their pattern. I don't know this in my life. They said there's something called Eruegbe. For maybe they believe you have a foreign spirit. So they have condemned that now. So I'm not talking like one that is not seeing feedbacks. And if I'm doing this and it's happening, then I think I'm special in God. But Jesus came to me. I said, thank God for the job done. However, if you are not careful, you will correct half of it again and you create half problems again. There is no more sacrifice. It's your scripture. If you bring a ram, I say it again, you are condemned. This is my apostolic dimension. You are condemned. I'm not cursing you. I bring the judgment of God upon you. It's that simple. But then, why we do that? Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? Jesus understands the plethora he wants to take us through. And these are the things that encounter with Jesus Christ does. He does it for the sake of a people. Generally, he does not visit you for your sake. This is the mystery here, where God, somebody can call God and he will visit somebody else. Somebody is laboring 12 hours praying, show up Jesus. And Jesus will skip that man. He will not look away from his sacrifice and show up to a man. Because you need a dual flow for this encounter. It's number one, your receptivity to the heavens. Number two, your availability for a people. Encounters with the Lord does not come for your sake. It comes for a generation, for a people, for a territory. I had this experience first, I think 2018 or 19. And Jesus will appear to me the second. And I said this publicly and told me somebody else has called me, but I came to you because the comfort of the people is with you. I'm taking my time to stretch on this because many of us are cheated by spirits. If you think that when you hear things and it's correct, it's God, think again. What did I say now? When you think maybe your soul name is correct, that's God. Think again. In the prophetic, you see, but the challenge with the prophet is that the prophet is a governmental being, and many spirits want to rule you. Say amen. Because when they colonize you, they will rule people through you. What you say will be correct, but what they conform into will be wrong. You get the message now. So if you still hear things, you must be slow to speak in the prophetic, or else, what's our entrances? What's our paths? If I say what I hear, just and tell you, I hear this thing now, you will enter into that stuff, even if you are disobedient. Our capacity to separate the Lord, are you with me at all now? And how do you separate spirits? You know the end result of their character before you encounter them. Say amen. You have never seen Satan on the street before. Is it true? Neither have you seen God. Both of any kind of spirit is found in man. By their fruit, you will do what? Their fruit is not just some, you know, many of us in church, and Jesus will save us in time. All this, you know, you say gentility. So people think that when you do like this, you are more Jesus. God bless you. You know, so when you see evil, you don't talk. Say, you know, Jesus will help us. Say, just like Jesus. Jesus will have brought a whip in many things you are saying Jesus Christ will help us for. You see, that is a dicey situation. You must know him in power and in wisdom. What I say now? You must know Jesus in power and in what? You know when not to talk, because God will be silent, because he rules heaven and earth. And silence is a system to preserve authority. Who has authority speaks last, not first. Even in a boardroom, the executive officer speaks last. After everybody contributes, and they don't say you have said it all. That's a sign you are not transformed mentally. Let me balance it up front. Because the Bible says that a fool, when he keeps his mouth, is considered wise. So that you work on your mental infrastructure and not just keep your mouth, and when you open it, people are shocked. Is somebody sitting in church at all now? You must understand spirits by their character. Say amen. You can tell. You will know the encounter you have after 2-3 weeks. If you had an encounter and then you are going down with certain things, then you didn't meet the correct spirit. Don't convince yourself because of maybe the movie the encounter carried. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say now? All this have made you great above something. No one shall be as great as you. You met a demon. Does it make some sense now? This is the best ministry ever. And those things. Are you understanding what I'm trying to talk about now? There will never be anyone like you after. How you know is that you come back with pride. Say amen. Encounters work in your subconscious first, because it takes meditation to shift it from subconscious to conscious. They don't happen as a miracle. Everything God has done in your life, you must meditate them. Open. It's not just amen. That will bring it to your spirit man. Now you have to sit down with these things. Day and night. Don't joke with that formula. That's Joshua chapter. What is that? This book of the law, 1 verse 8. Will not depart from your mouth. You will meditate therein day. Not, don't choose one. Don't. Morning, put it there. Go to your offices, return back night, put it there again. The Bible says, I put make them into pictures, tablets. Draw them, give them to all these guys that draw. Are you seeing me at all now? Frame your visions, not your yesterday. Once you don't meditate them, they don't come into your... And in real life, you move with your consciousness. Glory to God. How to tell an encounter is give it time. Somebody say time. You see this thing, bar. If you don't learn the mystery of time, you will be doomed. Satan shall cheat you. Let anybody tell you, I saw Jesus Christ. God bowed to me. God removed his crown, put it on my head. When you say those things as a man of God, I'm open. Because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. The best of us have not emerged. Hallelujah. You know, when I was young and I was going to ministry, one of the things that happened to me was I was checking out, I have a lot of platforms to preach, you understand, and say the truth. So after a couple of years, I now found out that a lot of platform is not an asset, because you have to say the same thing in many ways, because people are not conforming. I've been preaching one thing now for how many months to you, and you never knew. If I was preaching many things, you look like Agbo. I've repented. I've not repented this one. Hallelujah. You look like Agbo. You know Agbo? Mixture. You know Agbo? I like this sister. She is Agbo Iba. Typhoid. You know Agbo, the mix. And Luth. You people have rich men, children. Agbo, you understand? So, because, do you understand what I'm trying to say now? Your capacity for that you will know that I met Christ by patience. Apostle Paul, my little children, which I travel with, Christ be formed in you. He met Christ. Leave all these things you see on the cameras. It takes time for people to become. It takes time for ministries, real ministries, to grow. It takes time for people sent to people to find them, nurture them, accept them. Are you still with me at all now? When you meet Christ, one of the assets you have is that you are patient. Shout amen. 2018, I was teaching a series on faith. Some of you have listened to my teaching on faith before. That teaching was 5 parts, but that's the only part that was worthy to come online. In those days, I've tried preaching before because the people did not understand. So we were back home in Ogun State that day, and I was teaching on faith. You know, I taught on faith, and I asked the people, do you understand? One young man called Vincent Isaac, I won't forget it like that, just so I say, he answered for everybody, said, we don't understand anything. And I dropped the mic and cried, because I did object teaching. I explained with my life, my father and mother, you know, and the man said, you know, felt so bad, and I went into my office during service. Can you imagine that kind of stuff? Have you heard a pastor that said this before? I'm a strange man. So I went into my office and I was crying. So, you know, one of them, they came to me and they met their pastor crying. They just joined me and we started crying. I said, "What will I do for you guys to hold this?" Real life story. I can cry now again because Lagos is like that. It's just because of some maturity. So after we cried and I cried, I knew to go back and continue. So I said, let's go. And we went back and I thought and thought again. They still didn't understand. You know, by the time who is coming, you know, you will not understand, but it's still coming. It's not an encounter for ministry. I saw Jesus. He told me to raise a people. And I had to sit down till they were raised. I began ministry without any single earning person there. So there was only to have an offering basket. And for 2 years, we never took an offering because nobody will give. The best amongst us love Jesus. He doesn't want to work anymore. Glory to Jesus. I came from somewhere. And Jesus began to tell me what to do. So you had to sit with people till they began businesses. I see me at all. It took word of knowledge for people to go and get employment. Thus hear the Lord you. It's time for you. Know that thing did not come from God, it came from a man of God. God said it's time to use you. Go and get a job in a school. Just get out of this place, man. Because it takes time. That time we're discussing is not as if God needs all those time. So that time is called process. That time is conformity. That time is to come into tandem with what you saw. So that what he told you can be done, because there's no difference anymore between who showed you and who you became. The difference between when what God told you will happen is when you become who God said will do it. And it's the character of who that it came with as an encounter. You cannot see all of Jesus, even till now. The fullness of the Godhead is in Christ, yes, but it's all of Christ that came to you. All of Christ was made available in Christ, but what he wants to reveal to your life is all of Christ. Of course, yes. You can argue forever, it's true. Hallelujah. And that's a pressure you must not fall into. You will not be anybody. Hallelujah. You will not be what? I've preached. You know how much I love about Joshua Selman. What you saw, learn to interpret it in your assignment. For some of you, it's not a crowd. It's 50 people that will hold 50 of those crowds. Because you should send them. Do you understand now? Don't be small. If somebody says it's not about crowd, thank him. And remember, I shared this with you. It's about everything that glorifies Jesus Christ. Crowd, money, access, influence, fame. It's about everything. But for some people, because many of us, this is where we are trapped. An encounter with the Lord will save you from undue pressure. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? Wanting to be like everyone. Principles are universal, respecting nobody. But what they are applied on is not universal. What they are applied on is, it comes specific from the mouth of the Lord. Shout amen if you're in church. Is somebody still with me at all now? Every one of you here, Jesus owes you an encounter with him. Unfortunately, it might not come like Apostle Paul described it. If you read Acts chapter 9, the scripture makes it feel like only Paul saw him. But he's saying that many people saw him. The challenge with this is this. We see spirits by their character. Let this be your fundamental understanding. Are you still with me at all now? And we test spirits by their character. The Bible says you should test all spirits. Is that your scripture? The word they have taught that teaching before, go on the YouTube and check it. It means to discern and allow. It doesn't mean discern alone. So discern and shut it down. Glory to God. So when you have an encounter and you see that you are conforming wrongly, shut it down. Many spirits want you, but only Jesus needs you. Are we still together with all now? So you are praying in the night, and many of you don't know that you're interacting with prophetic gates. Amen. So you just began to pray, you know, 12 in the middle of the night, and some of you have prophetic instructions. Now, don't play down prophetic instructions. How you playing some trumps now? Sometimes the Holy Spirit says maybe get a bottle of water in the dew. Do you understand? Don't. Scripture is boundary, not limitation. Does it make some sense now? Sometimes it tells you don't pray with your shoes on your feet. Don't joke with those stuff. Sometimes it tells you separate the garments for prayer. Does it make some sense now? I'm just trying to say sin things. They are terrible things. Honestly. And while you are doing those things and you are there, and let me tell you how you know you're about to meet a spirit. You don't first have anything worthy to summon him. He's the one that will bring the invitation. But at the stamps. When Jesus Christ wants to show up for you, you will have an unusual hunger for prayer. but it does not mean that you can pray that hunger. So sometimes you can't pray, but you are gallivating there. You don't know what is happening. Have you been there before? You will check Facebook, you will close it down yourself. You will be coming to conformity by yourself. You will stay and return. You are just there. You will face a wall, you will soon be drawing your head. And remember, oh, Jesus, then you focus. Those things are things that happen to the best amongst us. All of a sudden, when his presence comes, everything else begins to come in conformity. The challenge with the believer is that when he comes, he cannot know him. You must have heard me say this, that when you have not met him, you will accord the honor you give the most respectful person in your life to him. And for many of you, it's your bosses at work. Good morning, sir. So when Christ comes, you will greet him like your boss. Good morning, sir. Because that's the person you respect the most. You need to see his majesty. But this is before you enter into wrong planes in the spirit realm, character. As a man of God, if I have an encounter, I don't come to share. Let me say this again. When you are working, am I blessing someone? With the way I'm going, I might not finish again. Is that all right? Am I doing a good job? Say amen if you are still with me. When you actually have an entrance by the Spirit, never forget this that I taught you. It's called the law of focus. Shout amen. You must set the Lord before you beyond angelic. And I don't disrespect the seraphim. And let me say this to you. Shout amen if you're following me. I will say something now that will cause trouble. But the Lord will give you wisdom. People talk about angels' name. Have you really seen? Let me say something first. Listen to my teaching on the angelic if you find it. Now, I hope you know angel is a general word for beings that are messengers. Are you following me at all now? But you know cherubim and seraphim, in quotes, don't fit into that general word. Yes, you call them angels, but you know they don't fit in. Should we discuss superior intelligence? This is what many people don't know. So say, even angel Michael, you added angel, is a prince. Angels don't have names. It's princes that have names with God. This is why I say 41 angels and their names. When we talk, people think, let me say, you are wear suit. It's a camouflage. There's a fighter and warrior inside the suit. Angels don't. An angel is an angel. When Gabriel came, look at his strength. I'm Gabriel, the one that stands in the presence of the Lord. I'm no angel. You don't understand? I'm no. Do you understand now? Gabriel did not pray to God and say, Lord, he made somebody deaf and dumb. So you think that? He said, because you doubt me. It's like, you know what they call royal courts? In kingdoms. So someone from the royal court comes to you, then you now dishonor him. Does he need to call the king? He knows the law of the land. There is a commensurate punishment for what you did now. So he will mete out that punishment. So that means when you doubt God, you should go deaf and dumb. That's what Gabriel is saying. Maybe that's why you went deaf and dumb truly. Because you heard what God wanted to do, but you don't know how to do it. You heard ministry, but you don't know how to do it. Because you doubted. I'm bringing clarification so that you can have understanding. Say amen. An encounter with the Lord is beyond an encounter with Gabriel. How do you know Gabriel? He brings information of the office of the Lord. It's not hard. Not all angels are Gabriel. Say amen. When you begin to have... Are you following me? And for your information, angels create a traffic called thought. It will take deeper depth of consecration and devotion for angels to materialize before you. There's an angel with you. At least the one that is your brother in heaven. But you will never know him. Do you know why? Because of your body. There are realms where you collide with angels. Jesus is my record. You know when you walk into an angel, it becomes invincible. You know you walk into things in the spirit realm. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? Hope I'm not causing trouble. That when you're walking, sometimes you walked in the company of I'm not talking demons, real spirits. And some of you say, my hair stand up. I'm sorry that I'm taking you down some things that you might not always face like, but to build consciousness. Do you understand now? Some of you just feel this, do you understand kind of stuff now? And then your body, and then you now start walking faster. It's not much prayers, except it is for devotion and consecration. Then an angel that's always been with you will materialize. If a preacher says, I saw the angel of our ministry, he has always been there from inception. That is the day you got devotion to a point you can materialize. Say amen. Are you seeing me at all now? So when we begin to have encounters that are angelic, now use angelic so that we can carry the message. Do you understand now? The cherubim have the assignment, you know. The cover, is that true? The glory. The seraphim, purging. You understand? These things are not hard. So no, don't bamboozle people. I'm not talking down on anything. Does it make some sense at all now? For your information, it takes the ministry of the seraph before God grants you authority on a message. You can prepare a message for 10 years of your life and it doesn't give you authority, but you'll be preaching it. How you know is that you have authority, people will begin to come for the message because it's not their message. It takes time. For Prophet Isaiah, it took 6 chapters. That's a number of years. Is that correct? And the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord. Is that your scripture? Hallelujah. And yet he has been prophesying by gift. Does it make some sense now? Alright, so I'm trying to make you understand that this encounter is even way beyond these things we are discussing. Yet, the deeper it is in the spirit, the simpler it becomes. The deeper it is, the simpler it becomes. The deeper it is, the simpler it becomes. This is the challenge with the believer. The believer thinks he's supposed to carry so much of pressure. Hallelujah. Are you following? And let me say this by the line. When you begin to yield to the government of God and become a believer genuinely, Jesus will not need a lot of infrastructure to convince you. When encounters are abnormal, you know, it is how much that man is an unbeliever. When encounters, don't let somebody tell you it's because of what God wants to do. That's not how he works. It doesn't matter what God wants to do. The ultimate goal of God is that his intention is understood, not his intention is ambiguous. Most times, the dreams you dream and how you dream them is a function of the person that he wants to route the dream through. And Jesus knows that if you don't first see 4 thunders, 16 sword, 19 horses color white, you understand that kind of stuff, and they are riding inside water, their leg is an ocean. 2 angels doing like this, their legs are big, all your head is their toe. They now look at you and they now bow. That's when you now be like, wow, is this me? And when they now bow, they say, we are not worthy to even look up to you. Then they mention a name you don't use in your certificate. You understand now? So they just go to you and say, oh Nehemiah. And we know you as brother Dakbo in church. You understand kind of stuff now? Then you wake up and you now say, Papa, I had a vision. I say, but I can't believe it. That's why the vision came that way. You can insult me all you can, but that's the truth of God's word. One day you catch up with it. That's why when our fathers in faith begin to grow, that they become more simpler. And if you think they lost touch with God, cross the path. The simple part is dishonor. And watch many things that will shut itself against you because you thought, you have not said. A young man spoke with me during the NSAS, what do you call that? We don't agree. Protest, thank you. And for your information, in the kingdom we don't protest. You don't have to like me. I taught teaching the kingdom and governments. And it's beautiful. The Bible says we are ambassadors on the face of the earth. We report earthly governments to God. We don't carry placards. We pray for those that carry it. Of course, yes. It's part of our job. Of course, yes. The people that are not ambassadors carry placards. There is a system for you and I beyond the federal government. Do we really have a government in Nigeria? Don't you know you are suspended on another platform? Are you living by Naira? Is somebody still with me at all now? So the young man came to me and said that Papa, the shooting, you know, had it been all the fathers of faith, had he told it? No, it's a good stuff he's saying. You know, you have to learn to deal with people when they are younger because they have a versatile mind. And you must learn to not shut down people's inquisitive mind because that is where imagination is crested as power and strength. Say amen. Am I still blessing you? So the man said, he's a young man, he said, are we about to evolve the fathers of faith? Just stay at that place. He says, and imagine that this, that that. He said, who soldier will be able to point a gun? And I understand what he's saying. But we don't know it all. Does it make some sense at all? As a young man, it's true that what he said feels like that's the correct thing. But one day we shall grow. Even in politics, the elder statesmen don't go out. They send the younger ones. But that's all I can say for now. Do you understand now? That simple conversation must be within the boundary of honor. We can explore, but we must keep the boundary of what? Honor properly. If we stray that boundary, instantly, many things will shut out. Not you that were listening. So far you agree to any side of the argument, there are doors that will shut you. You don't have to believe it. One day you discover I said the truth. And yet you see this simplicity. Doesn't make some sense at all now. Jesus is interested in every one of you in this room. What I say now? Jesus owes you at least an encounter with his lordship. That's how we bring government to your soul. It's not because you had an apostolic teaching. There are many things that teachers will not be able to do until light comes from him. Is somebody with me at all now? Saul, Paul, saw him. When he saw him, we tested the encounter by the conformity. He didn't go around saying, I saw Jesus. Do you know I saw Jesus? Bro, I pity you. You better hold me as I hold Jesus. No. We could see the conformity. Which means all of us are products of encounters. All of us are products of what? Encounters. Because you are conforming into what? Into something. Does it make some sense now? And if you don't like what you are conforming into, let's check back into what is programming your encounter aims. Are you with me at all now? If it's the Lord Jesus, one of the things that actually causes him to show up to a people is because of a people. It does not show up as a satisfaction of your fast or your prayers. Saul was not fasting when he saw Jesus. I've not seen one man in the Bible that saw him because he fasted and prayed. You can feel offended. I'm a product of many fasting and prayers. See my body frame. We fast to keep the momentum and bring our body into the agony of our soul. Does it make some sense now? Shout amen if you're in church. When you begin to fast, any kind of abstinence, you let your body come to tripartite. Are you seeing me at all now? So that it's not only your spirit, because some of your spirit is sober. Many of you, if they diagnose your spirit, you are accurate with God. But your soul, bar, hey. When they now travel beyond your soul and meet your body, my God, as you are going on now, you have a plan to meet up shawarma seller. I've heard somebody say, it's late, I won't meet the shawarma person. After a powerful service, he will now step in with shawarma. He will not be on the door, shawarma. You understand kind of stuff? I've repented. But you understand what I'm trying to say now? I keep saying I've repented till I repent totally. Is somebody following me at all now? Some of you, brother, if there was a match, there was a service with Hildy and they were shouting, goal. I think this is a Melo Steno fire. Do you know a brother looked at that side? Said, good. And what we are saying is beyond ministry. It's a real life in Christ. Does it make some sense now? Jesus wants to meet you. You have met him. And when you met him, you received his life, which causes you to be a bona fide recipient of a genuine encounter with his lordship. Shout amen if you understand. So right in this room, every one of you watching me with every sincerity of your heart, I'm preaching this to you so that you come out of pressure. Does it make sense now? What is the pressure I'm bringing you out on? The pressure is the pressure of thinking that there are things you will do to be able to program an encounter. I am not always standing against things, but I'm teaching you the light of scripture. There is this new wave of whatever that is said in our generation, that if you want an encounter with a man of God, you listen to his tape. I have prayed to God in the secret place that if you listen to my tape, you will see me, may an angel that God sent an errand and is angry meet you. The angel that destroyed Herod was returning from a trip. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say now. So that's the angel. It was the angel that went to work for Peter. When you want to know, read the sequence of scripture. Read your scripture yourself. He got to the gate, left Peter alone to go. He followed where Herod stays. Are you seeing me at all now? Do your research yourself. So there are angels that they are going back home after a job well done. You know, when you do job well, you are always happy. So what they not send you will buy. That's the angel you will meet in Jesus' name. The one that he did not use this word finish. Because for many of us, the error we have stepped into is the error of what we heard that scripture did not say. Does it make some sense now? The Bible have says much activity programs dream. It's in your scripture. That means when you really do any spiritual activity, you should see the receipt of that activity in your dream world. And for your information, if your dream is not your primary means of communication, you see through your means of primary communication. Does it make sense now? So by default, if you're listening to a man, even if you are not listening correctly, that activity becomes a dream. I'm not talking down on encounters. I hope you understand my balance. If you see genuine men of God in your vision, you saw Jesus as a dimension. But if you sit down and you're listening to a message or a tape or a video with the goal, you know, of saying that's how to meet the man. That's not to meet the man. He told Saul, go and meet Ananias. He didn't say, be eating Ananias' bulletin. And Ananias will come to you, your vision. Go and meet Ananias.
If God says go meet a man, go. If he has not said so, if you have an encounter, you are meeting a dimension of a person or the systems they represent. Does it make sense at all now? In the early times of our ministry, even till now, many of you showed up not because of a flyer, but because of a vision or a dream. So I'm talking what I have a right over. However, it's wrong according to scripture to be listening to a man to program an encounter. Encounters are systems of intervention of a people through a man. Shout amen. Encounters are miracles, but in corporate forms. That if God wants to save this campus, he will look for one person and route the encounter of a people through that man. That's it. Hallelujah. Genuine encounters are product of the message of Jesus, his lordship and his will. Is somebody following me at all now? A people, an assignment, a mandate, a message. All through scriptures, Gideon was seated for no reason. Are you seeing me at all? And let me say this again. I've said this before. The angelic is not for people that are strong. It's for people that should be strengthened. Say amen. The Bible says they go from strength to strength. Those that appear before the Lord in Zion. Are you saying in church? That means the last time you showed up, part of what you were supposed to contact was strength. Are you following? When strength comes, listen to me. Angels that walk with you are angels that do the voice of his word. There are angels that come to minister. When Jesus was at that's Gethsemane, the place of exchange for the cup, I see not all now, and he was praying, if it be thy will, let this cup pass over me. The Bible says after he was done praying, tears like blood, an angel came and did what? Minister to him. Because in that phase, Jesus as man was weak. Jesus as man was weak. And some of the lessons we have to learn is that people like Peter, I see not all now, James and John were benevolence of working in tandem with his will. Those people could not pray a dime. No insult is in your scripture. Can you not watch for me an hour? And let me say this to you. The reason they couldn't is because they have not received of the life of Christ. It's not because, don't endorse your laziness and say Peter could not pray. Does it make some sense now? Once you receive the Holy Spirit, he is there to help your infirmity. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit will not first pray for you. He looks out for your interest to pray. And after your humanity is exhausted, he picks you from there. For your information, until you are weak, he will not be made strong in your life. Am I blessing someone? Until young in your life. An encounter with the Lord is not because you are weak. So an angel appeared to Gideon. And Gideon was some farmlands. I see Matona after many defeats. Are you following me to their enemy states? Are you following me at all now? If you are with me, say amen. And then he was right there downcast. An angel came and said, oh, ye mighty man of what? Valor. Amen. And you could begin to see that angel is called the angel of the Lord. Is that correct? It's called Christ pre-incarnate. That was Jesus before he had the body. So beyond angel ministering to strength, he brought a curriculum of his will for that generation. Christ pre-incarnate means before he came in time. That was who appeared to Moses in the burning bush, appeared to Joshua, commander of the Lord's army, appeared to Gideon, appeared to Samson, appeared to everyone that came in the office of saviors. Does it make some sense at all now? Jesus owes you that kind of encounter. You need it because of the people. Say amen. On Mount Zion, he says, Savior shall arise. When God looks at your family, he owes you an encounter. When God looks at your nation, he holds you an encounter. It's not first because of fast or prayer. It's not of him that will it or run it. It's after you encounter him now that you now begin to do those things too. You must be at par with what he had done. And for your information, an ability to fast is a proof that you encounter the Lord. Stop insulting preachers that don't fast for long. Rather, let's pray them mercies and favor. When you watch a man, me too, I can condemn people and tell them, do you fast? I can count the few days I eat in a year. Are you understand? I can tell you, if you have not fasted for 100 days in a year, you are not a man of God. That's not correct. Jesus said, this is how you know, we are teaching character of spirit. They came to him and said, your disciples don't fast. You claim you are the Messiah, the all-powerful man. I think if you work with a kind of man like that, you should have wisdom enough to do the things he does. He said, leave them alone. He says, because the bridegroom is here. When the bridegroom is gone, life will not have to fail them. You just see they are fasting. It's not because of first problems, it's because of character conformity. So after an encounter of the Lord is all right, you break into Lenten fast. That sometimes people that love you will be actually tempted to talk you out of it. So you are fasting too much. You have seen the Lord. I know that that encounter did not come like, you know that encounter like a Yamatanga encounter. And then you almost ran away. Because many of us, that's what we are still calling God. The Lordship of the Christ. There's this unusual appetite. And there is an empowerment to service that appetite. Say amen. Learn the difference. When the unusual appetite is there, the encounter has not come. It's preparing your vessel to receive that encounter. Does it make some sense now? You just see that there's this thing for prayer. There's this thing for fast. There's this thing for givings. Are you seeing me at all? That's how to make prayers. Your prayers and your hands reach us. Who is that man in scripture? Acts chapter 10. Cornelius, God bless you. Many Christians don't know how to make prayers. I will teach the topic, don't worry. We pray so much but cannot give. Nothing. I'm not talking about if your prayer to be answered, pray, drop 5,000. No, that's not, I hope that's a scam. Does it make some sense or not? When the unusual appetite is there, it's pre-encounter. When the encounter is manifested, there is the ability to suffice for the appetite. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? And let me say this thirdly. After an encounter, you must know the way of altars. Or else, what you receive will die a natural death. That's why you fasted for 120 days. And since then till now, you only talk about that one. Say 2010. When men were boys. How do you say it? When boys were men. Which one? Don't betray me. Help me. Okay, when men were boys. You to imagine. May you not have better yesteryears. Say 2014, I had 120 years in the wilderness with the Lord Jesus. Now, uncle, Google map. Because you need an altar to do what? God doesn't want you to fast 120 years every year. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? But there will be a point where that hand will linger upon you and take you to that place of altar. I asked the Lord how to go about this verse. Because I studied on this verse for a while. We're going to pray shortly. Have I blessed you today? I'm rounding off already. This is how we're teaching these days now. There's a new level of authority and rest I've stepped into. Once I drop the line, I go back to Jesus. I yield sacrifice. Is somebody following me at all now? Did you do business with language last week? I hope you are practicing. If you don't practice, you'll be at loss. The Bible says, now that you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Not blessed are you that you knew them. Now we're discussing encounter. When I was ministering to the Lord, I said, okay, what is the best thing? I knew by my spirit that if I teach you the prerequisites, the encounters will come as a natural side effect. I would have loved us to begin to pray for encounters. Are you understand what I'm saying now? But many of us can't even receive nor sustain. We cannot receive nor what? I respect all prophets, but I respect the prophet that has intimacy with the word, which is the Lord. When prophets begin to mention Jesus more, I would listen and submit. I would listen and submit twice. When a prophet is talking God, I might test too much because anything can be God. But the Lord Jesus, definite. No confusion. Nobody's fighting God in this world. Even atheists mention God. There is no God. There is God there. If you understand objective teaching, you have mentioned God, which means you are first studying what you say there is no. So that means there is. If you say there is no food, is there food? See, there is nothing called woman. Is there woman? There is nothing called Lagos. Is there Lagos? But people look at you and tell you that Jesus nonsense something. The challenge, because of the definiteness, doesn't make some sense at all now. You should step into superior levels of precision in the spirit world where you can tell clearly what you encountered. And I've showed you the test. Your character conformity. What I say now? Don't test it with power. Please, don't test it with you are now correct. When you say something, it will come to pass. It just means Nepal will soon take light. And they took light. How many of you grew up? Some of you say they will soon take light now. As you are saying, they will soon take, they just took the light. Say, you people fear me. We are seeing the conformity. They should fear you, not God. How many of you just know that the bus will spoil? And if you come into a vehicle like my own, Jesus will have to take you down. Because bus can be spoiled and I'll be dropping out. It's evil things, you just know. The beauty one is you know that girl will soon fall. And as she stepped one, two, and I knew it. And this is how they do, I knew it. So you know the conformity. It's funny, but that's the secret. As you've not told now, when people are growing more compassion for the sick, when people are having more compassion for people, when people are having more compassion with beyond power and miracle signs, I want Jesus. There's this yearning for him more than anything. Are you seeing me at all now? You can't explain it. I'm not even satisfied. Are you seeing me at all now? Some of you is the word of the Lord. Scriptures can open themselves. Traditional Bible. Encounters about over and over. And when you sit, you know what to read. Anyone with a witness here? Yeah? You just know what to read. It's like something magnified a verse. And that verse makes sense. When you meet the Lord, let me remind you again, Psalms chapter 23. Turn your scriptures there. I'm rounding off gradually. Psalms 23. We are going to pray. Because we are praying with the Lord. It's very simple scripture, but very potent. We don't even understand it till tomorrow. And we need it a lot. Psalms chapter 23. We are discussing an encounter with. Let's check the character of the Lord to know what he does to us. Shout amen if you are still with me. Read it loud, everybody want to go. Some of you even know it often. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord. That means when you actually meet the Lord, you become a sheep. If you meet the Lord and become a mighty man, you will think again. You might have met power. God has a hiding place of power called light. Habakkuk chapter 3. Does it make some sense? And these things are not wrong in themselves. But we are discussing a definite encounter with a person beyond even his presence. You know his presence is not his presence. I hope you are aware. It's his presence that commands his presence and power. His presence, God's presence is not first his person. There are three expressions to his presence. Of course, yes. The Lord, who is a goat, who is not a sheep, Shekinah, that's all. Part of his shepherd, he said he left 99 to follow one. Is it making sense at all now? If you take enough time, check up or suppose that you see this conformity right there. Does it make some sense at all now? The Lord is my shepherd. The encounter makes me a sheep. Don't first say I shall not want. The encounter is a sheep that does not want. In all of the animalia kingdom, only the sheep does not have a system in its taxonomy to help itself protect itself. Are you seeing me at all now? A shepherd is there because a sheep is defenseless. A sheep is everything. Even mosquitoes fight. Are you, you know? If you want to kill a mosquito and he escape, when he comes back, you bring two straws. Hallelujah. Copyright me. Once you do it like the mosquito, bah, and he escapes, he brought one straw before. You now use both his leg and everything. Say how we draw grace. I pursued a rat one time in my father's house. True life story. We were taking care of our room. You know, as boys, the rooms, you understand, boys. So we moved our wardrobe, and that was the error my father made that day. As we moved the wardrobe, some rats just jump out. So, you know, out of being the first son, you are always courageous. So I took a broom. And I pursued that rat around. And the rat stood on his hind legs. God is my record. And I ran. So every animal can defend themselves. Even ordinary ant. If an ant is strolling on your table looking for some sugars, if you touch it, what does it do? It brings out like a fang. Is that correct? All animals, but not the sheep. An encounter with the Lord will make you never defend yourself anymore. Because you now live from a superior plane. Those that are with you are much more than those that are against you. Before I met Jesus Christ correctly, if you insult me, I will do something to you. I will mark you. And I have to mark you is that you have to speak. So I will say what so that you say something wrong. So that's one. You have seen when somebody wake up in the night and take up somebody else as a project. That's what we're talking about. And Darim is very effective once you said something. When I met Jesus, when people insult you, you now know that if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. There's somebody in this room listening to me that one of the ways you want to prove you met Jesus is that God should be punishing people for you. That's a sign you have contacted the wrong spirit. I'm trying to make this thing simple so that some of you, your life will just switch by this simple teaching. Does it make some sense now? People will insult you and Jesus will say, forgive them, they know not what they are. It takes time to confirm. Don't lie. Imagine you really have all power, like the Bible says, and somebody will look at you and say you are a false prophet. What do you think you would do? You say, Lord, prove to him that I'm a genuine prophet. And if I be a prophet of the Lord, the voice must change. Depends on the punishment. If I be a prophet of the Lord, that thing, your mother should start kneeling up. Now somebody says you are a false prophet, and Jesus told me by himself, everyone that speaks against you is somebody you have to convert. They own the message. You don't understand it yet. Wow. May Jesus meet with you. May Jesus meet with you. They came to rob where I was living when I was a campus. They took me into the house. It's called Smallville in Kotopo. I won't forget it because we had to go to a Liberian police station on that issue. So unfortunately for the young man, he stepped on like a mattress and his leg print was there. So when I came, I was just looking for, let me just see anything that is traceable to these people. Then they told me and said that where they broke into the window. That, so I took the scrapings of the leg on an A4 paper. Do you know the most funniest part? I learned it from the Bible what to do, and nobody taught me, but I know. That knowing is not natural. It came from an encounter. Because before you were born again, Satan was perverting you. And there's an encounter before perversion. When your gift is perverted, there is an encounter before. And may you meet Jesus again. One of them came by himself. That was why we became free. Because even after the case, FUNAP, I'm saying it on camera, we always have to go to the police station every morning. You understand this kind of stuff now? Because they matcheted people, raped some of the ladies. Real life story. So when that one came, you know, wow, Baba. You know, it was Jesus. Now, I won't do it in my life. Because while it's true that I won the law of the land, that man, I'm not sure if he got saved or not. And if he was killed, he would have gone to hell. His blood is on me. That's what an encounter with Christ fixes. You get the message now? The goal, I'm not, if people do things wrong, we ensure they are saved and let them go to prison and return. They'll be well saved. Buy them a Gideon's, but make sure it's Gideon's. They don't need NLT. Don't buy them message translation. It will be too simple. Things they will read and they will be confused. Toss yet thou, O you that observe the commanders of the Lord of heaven, it will confirm in time. An encounter with the Lord, are you seeing me at all now? Makes you a what? A sheep. Now, for your information, when I teach you being a sheep, I don't teach you to be a fool. It says, I send you as sheep amongst. That means when you are going through Yaba, what's the next bridge here? Forgive me. Ojuelegba Bridge. You put your phone in your bag and put it in the front. That's a sheep among wolves. But some of you said you put it in my pocket. Ashabarada gabarada for that. So that's what you're saying. Did you get the message? He said, make friends with his sons. He said, for they are wise in their ways. Some are saying, we said, because this is where many Christians say, I'm a sheep. Don't be a sheepish person. Be a sheep. I've been in a relationship. You are not sure. He said, you people should pray again after 3 years. You are a sheep, not a goat. God is not doing crossbreed with you. You don't like the message? Say amen if you are still with me. If you're angry, shout amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Brokola, you're hungry? The Lord is my shepherd. The encounter with the Lord makes me a sheep. Now, the end result is that I shall not want. Let me make you understand. The word I shall not want there means whatever I do not have, I should not have. Is not, it remained 2. My prayer request was 9. God, I've done 7. But I know the God that this 7 is still alive. The God of our Father. Those things can't happen in this ministry. Because I will need to quickly do a discipleship. Like 30 minutes. And so we have done it corporately. Do I ask God for 4? He has done 2. I know the other 2 is coming. Is this like traffic? I shall not want means you will not be asking for what you did not put in your heart as a desire. So when you pray, whatever you desire is the word of Father. An encounter with the Lord is what happened to many men of God. Why they can't be asking for tea and bread anymore. They can't ask for even house. People will not have maybe clothing or shoes and they can't pray for it. They will still be praying for the salvation of the people coming to church. Sometimes the pastor praying doesn't know what to put on that day. And there is no space to say Lord and clothes too. Because he has met the Lord. You know the most beautiful about the Lord? The clothes comes. In addition with the people. You know the most beautiful reality in life? Working with the Lord. Somebody will tell you exactly, Jesus told me to bring 4 clothing, 2 shoes. And you know the most funniest part? It will be the things you desire. I'm trying to... The things you are praying for is at the end of an encounter with a person. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall... Somebody say, Buddha, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not need what he does not need in my life. The next verse, because of time, let's run through. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. Somebody say amen. Who likes that verse? Come on. Who likes that verse? You know what that scripture means? When you meet the Lord, one of the ways you know is the word. Lovest thou me, Peter? Feed my flock. Lovest thou me, Peter? Feed my flock. If you are a sheep, what does pasture means? If you are a sheep, what does pasture means? God is a spirit. He does not give you material things. Every time you call on God, He puts in your spirit man the commensurate reality of what you asked for in time. You are left with what you learned from His shepherdhood to convert it into what you asked for in time. Shout amen if you understand. Lord, my life is this. This something for something. I'm the Lord your God. I give the power to get wealth. I don't give you cash. I give the power to get wealth. Can there not be a miracle to get a cash? That's a divine intervention, not a way. In Dr. Mao's voice, he will say, God is not happy doing a miracle. And I understand that stretch. And if you understand what a miracle is, it means God had to suspend protocols just to get something done, then now, to now get you back in order. Miracles are beautiful, but you must be one yourself, not have one. The word, say the word. Man shall not live by, but what? What overcome the word? Whatsoever is born of. Do you know there are many things you are trying to prosecute that is not the product of the word God said? Let me tell you what I learned. You know, I used to pray for people. People, I don't mean contract prayers. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say now. People drop prayer requests. We go for the trees, go to the mountain. And God is my, when I go to the mountain, I pray on everything from beginning to the end. Read it and pray it. So I learned that from that exercise, that what God did not tell you, God can have to discuss it because you keep saying it. God never said, for instance, ask for what? For a wife. For a wife. God says, ask for clarity in your ministry. But you now saw a beautiful sister, and you felt this sister will make the ministry beautiful. You understand? You are my classical example. I hope you are not looking for a wife. Oh, Jesus. I know you think I'm joking. You don't know I'm a prophetic, but my example is prophetic. If you doubt, just do an interview for him. Make sure you are not a woman. Don't say, hey, is it true what he said when I was preaching? Are you looking for a wife? Here I am. Send me. I want you to open up. Does it make some sense now? And then this man begins to pray. Now, you have to pray about your marriage, but not about a person. Learn to pray the thoughts of God and intention, not actors. If you are 12, start praying about your marital. 18, all of you, don't be using money for Medicaid more than you are praying. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. People don't marry by perfume or because they are yellow. Your father and mother is black. You are now yellow. However you got there, we bless the Lord. Your child will be black. Have you seen those things? Your children are very black. See, they look like their father's mother. You are a liar. You have bleach. So while he's praying and saying, Lord, this ministry, I don't want to be alone. The word walked. The way he laughed, he entered him, and the spirit entered me. We'll pray shortly. You know what I'm trying to do? I don't want you to have a burden of the words I share. I want you to be free in your spirit man, so that Jesus can interpret what I'm saying to what is your unique dealing. Or else you will carry out the log, and one of those things only your word, not everything I said. And while he's praying, Lord, for your information, say for your information. Every realm you pray, there is the answer as material body. There is a body enveloping the thoughts of God in that face. When you were in campus, Pastor Peter, didn't you perceive a will of God? Genuinely. I know you're a genuine man. If I ask them, they say, no, my heart has been on Jesus, you know, all my life. Pastor, why you is laughing? Oh, in who are you campus? Did the Lord not spoke it? He spoke it. And you know why he spoke in that manner? You know why he spoke in that manner? Because every time you call on God, what you are asking for in the spirit is his thought. God speaks his intention, but you are left with your transformation for interpretation. When I say words like you marry or transfer, I don't mean that maybe when you keep walking, maybe God will be changing women. Are you seeing me at all? There is a light that you see light through. So as this man is praying, listen. In every time we check his realm, there is a supply of grace, maybe for supplication. Because in real ministry, you start out with much capacity for prayer. Once you know the word, the vision, the thought. Acts chapter 6, I've taught you over and over in this house. We will not leave the word of God and serve tables. In answer to give ourselves to prayer, which is the ministry of the word. Not prayer, and then prayer is the ministry of the word. Does it make some sense now? So God also puts the spirit of revelation upon you. It's not to share rema. It's to understand what God is saying. The spirit of revelation is not to be sharing rema. That's the spirit of utterance. The one to talk and talk is utterance. Revelation is the one that stores it up. That even your mouth cannot see all the words. Sometimes I'm flooded. I can't see everything. And I begin to jack. I say, young man, pity Mama Toby at home. So while he's there, those two graces are suspended upon his life and they will never see it. And he'll be surprised that when God wants to talk to him, God will not talk about what he had done. God will be talking about what he brought to the scene. That's the power of a man. And that's where God brings encounter. So that spirit will not use your medium to rule the spirit world. And God says, my son. When God calls you my son, be careful. He didn't forget your name. He just said, let me call you what everybody answers to, my son. He says, as touching your marriage, I have perfected it. He said, focus in the work. Your wife is in the work. And instantly, the image that is your vain imagination will rise up. Then you say, that's how you talk. Is it lie? You are not talking back. And you're asking, what will I do with this one? And to let you know how obstinate man can be, dragging his realm of encounter, you will still make the sister your gensec of ministry I have not started. Ministry I have not started on WhatsApp, she's the admin. Admin, we still left. You know, when admin leaves a WhatsApp group, there is trouble. It's either they are owing money or something has gone wrong. Admin, we still, just one day, just you can see admin left. All of us grew. Remember that, sister? Only you and I do Bible study. The WhatsApp is me, you, and God. You now put palm tree. Is it a lie? Then you start from the book. You start from Songs of Solomon. Kiss me with the kisses of your lips. They say the kiss there is not natural. You say, yes, I know. And if you are not careful, you still be the natural one. Then I'll say, Satan sent you. Pastor, the mouth of God has said this. The only thing that will not die is what God said. Let me tell you something about life, and you have to learn this. In life, when God speaks, there are many things around what God said. When God says, do this, there are many things that will open up. You must learn what is the life of what you are doing. You must learn what is the word. That's the life. You understand what I'm trying to say now? Even in ministry. God doesn't say be paying people's tuition fee. But the poor you always have amongst you. Not to insult them. You understand now? And these people didn't bargain for a poor background. And now they're in church. God born again. You want them to be serious. Now they have to go to school. Now there are responsibilities of the common wealth of the house. Does it make sense? They've got to do that from scratch. In learning how to carve a budget for them, that part can take you out of God. It begins to contend with your time for intimacy. Do you understand now? Very soon you will use a method God did not say to get funds. You will pay school fee and feel good, but you have fought the word of the Lord. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Say, a jot of this thought of word will never pass. He said, won't come back to me void. It must be fulfilled. It making me lie down. That's what it means. An encounter with the Lord is going to cause you to begin. And when I say the word of the Lord, it means both logos and rhema. Young prophet, don't do this thing of you're not opening Bible, but you are hearing God. Let me tell you, you know, your life will not look like someone that hears God. You know, I agree. When I was young, I didn't read the scriptures because anything I want to know, God will tell me. You understand yourself now? And you laugh. No, there's this laugh like a hyena that comes out of your mouth when you think you are better than people. Say, God can just say, they are weeping in heaven. You are. The word comes because you stick with scriptures. Does it make some sense now? Say amen if you're in church. All of you can get a word from the Lord. All of you in this room. It will come in different ways. Inspiration, revelation, do you understand what I'm trying to say now? Consecration. The Bible says we didn't get there. It said the scripture is written for what? Reproof. Oh, the word, that's how the word comes. We'll get there next week. The word is not only always sweet. I've raised your head up. Now, Lut, we know, I found a man. That's only one dimension of the way he speaks. Sometimes you will hear that, oh, you speckle of dust. At levels where you have come to know his love, you will hear thief, liar. And you will check where you never stole. You even gave your last money. And God is speaking of what you will become with the way you are going. You can love men to a point you will soon steal so you can have money to give them. You can be used to realms in God that you will use what is not God's way to fulfill it. Pastors steal message because they have to keep up with the next week's service. You don't understand what I'm saying now. And we'll not reference it and say all messages of the Lord. You're a thief. Ephesians chapter 4. Let him that steal, steal no more. He was talking to fivefold and fourfold. Not a thief at Ojuelegba Bridge. People like us. Say, let him that steal. Say, let him walk. They can have to give those I don't have. And it starts from graces. I measure graces. Be scouting YouTube. Listen to this. You will mix concussion for your members. Apostle, prophet, fake prophet, original prophet. The message is original, fake, fake, original. And the people are listening. I say, that's a power of service. Is someone receive me at all? Let's round off because of time. There's a verse I want to stop and I'll stop shortly. Next verse. You are reading for me. He led me beside what? I thought I would round up shortly. There is a story of an angel that comes to stay a pool, I think of Bethesda. You know that story? And that story is a revelation of how encounters work technically. The Bible says that when the angel, we treated that scripture, I think one of these Sunday, but beautiful. So I won't waste so much of time. Say, when the angel lowers himself there, say, whoever steps in there first, look at this law. That means if you are there and he meets you there, you are out. Spirits, don't joke with details. Write it somewhere. I learned that from my earthly father. Very great man. He told me, I said, if you would take details, he said, you'll be great. He said, the secret of greatness is details. So he told me, start crossing your eyes and how do you say, cross your T's and dot your I's. Yes, I won't forget it like that. And I later found out it was true. The same book people read is where president read before he became one. The same class all of us were is where the richest man, the poorest everybody was. Details separated us. Not bias of God. Details. Details. One day you will learn life is like your socket, male and female, because that's the image of God. You did it in physics. You have four chargers. You don't know the principle. That male and female is what reveals God. Pew, up never, pew, you're choking it everywhere. Pew. But you never know that life requires a female dimension to be great. Ministries are female. Businesses are female. Visions are female. Platforms are female. Nations are female. Where's your female? It's being born as your female first. He says, that angel represents the limited dimension of Jesus. And then he will step into that pool. But a day came, Jesus showed us the stain of that water is in your inside. He says, he lead me beside the still water. For his, the name of the Lord is a, what do you do with the name? You explore. That means the still water is there for you to trouble it. It's not there for you to say, what a cool, calm. Don't like peace so much that you lose the throne. Thrones are won because of wars. Peace are after effect of wars, not before wars. If you have peace before war, you have lost. Beside the still water, what does that mean? Stay it. And the last of the great face came. He said, if any man thirst, for out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What you are looking for is always inside you. I'm a product of what I'm teaching you. I can make bold claims, not because I lie. Most things I broke into. Respect my transition. I'm not trying to demand honor. I didn't have this step into this thing now. Enter something, the grace for. Oh, I didn't hear all those things. Nobody told me grace to even come, and nobody called it upon my life as I began to grow in God. And it's tough and it's lonely, but it's beautiful because I'm betting a part. When one man comes, it's an honor. The second person comes. I have my balance. I pass away when you come. If you don't come, I love you. If you come again, we continue from where you stopped. He leaded me beside. So Jesus, this is what he does. He puts you before a miracle and calls it a situation and is watching what you do with it. Oh! How many things you are complaining about is where he will have been glorified. But you called on him again. Imagine Moses. He had to say, what is in your hands? Read your Bible. It was Moses that both opened the sea and folded it. I'll close it back. I hope you know. Moses stretched the rod, he opened. Moses and he's still called God. I know God responded because of a nation's sake. If it was personal, I know Jesus Christ. You will stay there 16 years till you will learn to use the rod. He puts you beside still, prepare things, and say, show that I finished this thing. Show that I'm in rest. People are calling the God in rest and say, come out of rest. He even told, he said, there remains the rest for you. Unbelief. He said, you better labor so you can enter into the rest. Don't let unbelief kill you. So Christians appreciate situations and circumstances because it happens for them, not to them. Let us pray 2 minutes. I'll wrap off. But I want you to ask the Lord to come into your life. I know you are an apostle. I know. I said this before you came today. If I begin to ask many of you, some of you are leaders of campuses, you have ministries. Are you understand? I won't ask. I will count like 8. Should we try? We'll count almost 8 people here that have ministries. You'll be surprised. So I know my place in the body. Jesus does not bring church members to me. He brings members of the body. So when I'm preaching to you, don't you think maybe I don't know the audience? But I have to do my job. You get the message now? Don't let your MOG encounters pray what I ask you to pray. Come into my life. Come into my life. There is this person, Nathaniel Bassey song. Someone's knocking at the door. I don't know the song so well. You help me. He's still knocking at the door. Worshipers, help me. Can you hear him knocking? My God will bless you in the name of Jesus. He's still knocking at the door. He's a detailed man. He played it correctly. That's what I want to say. It's a ministry. Jesus is knocking at the door. Oh, 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 oh.
He's still knocking at the door.
Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? If you understand the teaching, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, you don't call the name, you enter the name. The still, should I define still water to somebody? How many of you have started a business before and started working? Later, I now scatter. Any witness? Somebody says still waters. How many of you entered the relationship, God or their relationship? He was working, they now scattered. Say still waters. A still water is always still till you step in. And the designer was designed to be troubled. That little trial you faced is a test of shepherdhood. When things don't go well, don't always call it Satan. Or a church that is not taught to be resilient, so we chicken out at anything. The things that has happened to me in life and ministry is why a lot of people shut down. No insult. I'm not proud. But I just told you one today. No worries, no fear. These things I will do, Satan will be hungry. I hope you are getting the mercy at all now. I will shock Satan. I will. It's called agitation. He's not in Christ, he's in the world. And Satan looks at what God is doing next and he wants to take away that trouble of the waters on your inside. Don't permit him. Satan has taken you for a fool for a long time. Are you seeing me at all now? You have ascribed too much of power to Satan. Lord, change my life. He puts you a platform, PM. It looked like work first. Things is somehow. That's a great business. Powerful one that will raise others after it. Jesus is calling someone and Jesus is saying, let my character, this is how I operate. I lead you beside still waters to trouble them. Don't take breeze when you're supposed to trouble it. Don't like the common when there is a unique. Does it make some sense now? I would say, you know, you go by the waterside, the breeze is always cool. In Matogun, once you get to pig farm, the atmosphere is always cold. I assume to that filling station, those that live in the area, you understand? It's very cold. Like, it's different. Don't like it more than why you are there. That's the gate to that territory. That really is the gate to that region. If you don't conquer that gate, you will come in and die. It's Matogun coming, go down, get out. Everyone that thrived in that place did business. Are you seeing me at all now? The place of the waters is the place of depth. Like Peter, if it's you, bid me come. Jesus says, come. Jesus don't say, call up, come. Why do you come? Green pastures, the word. When you are walking on waters, you don't walk because it's a miracle science can explain. You walk on the last word you received. Though you walk the valley of the shadow of death, because sometimes two dimensions. Number one is the place of justification where there is no bias, where all of us have the same starting line. Once you get born again, you know equity now. Is that true? That means, I've always taught this over and over, most of our sisters are of lesser heights, except some. So if I call a sister up now, I hope you will not be shy. I'm trying to, so rise up. I like you. You are simply beautiful. So now, can you see this now? Those when I was wicked, I will do encounter Jesus, please. And you know, I love you. No, that perfect love cast out fear. Some of you are carnal. So that's what I saw. So she will have fallen. Then says a powerful man. Most people you are imparting are fearful people. People that see you and always bow down. The conqueror, the jambalo, the lion is here. You are a man of God, though. No, I try now. It's Gloria that used to teach me those things. That's my last one. She's a very good ministry instrument. So now, justification is, I wish there was a platform she would stand on. You know, not to disrupt anything. I don't want to stress you because you may have to kneel. But if she stands on the platform, she will be of the same height with me. That's righteousness. As an entrance, sit down, please. There's righteousness as a part. Just because if your righteousness is no more than that of the Pharisees, that means you can measure righteousness. The order of righteousness is when you become the standard of anything in God. The kaiosune means the standard. Who God will choose? Because you have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. The Lord your God has anointed with the oil of God above your fellows. That means there is comparison. God does not compare, but there is a kind of ordination. God looks into a kind and picks the most righteous. It leads me in the path where I'm the best man for the job. He says, you are the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. That means when God wants to do what your kind does, he should pick you on the strength of righteousness. Not because of what you think. You can't merit the things of God. Jesus shall make you merit them. Because of fine, let's round off. What a great service he was. Please read it. Verse, what is that, my dear? For everybody, read it loud. Shout it loud. One, two, everybody. No, you didn't shout it. Help yourself with the scripture if you don't have one. Shout it. Chorus it. Let it rain in your heart. One, two, everybody. His first, yeah. Though I walk, that's how to read. Yeah, swallow saliva. This is Nigeria. Let's go again. Are you listening? Somebody shout hallelujah. When you encounter the Lord, he will lead you to the valley of the shadow of death, because life starts in dead places. All this thing of thinking when you meet Jesus Christ, your life will just be sweet, is not the true Lord. When you, in case they have not taught you Jesus this way, listen and go and find rest in him today from scriptures. Jesus, when he begins to lead you, he leads you through dead places, because when there is life, and once a prophet has life, it takes him to the valley of dry bones. And say, shall they live again? Yes, but dried bones don't listen to dried prophets. Listens to prophets with life. Once you are a believer, you merit what you are going through. You are the one that made it overshadow you because you did not do the right thing to it. An encounter. I just try to make you understand all this. I saw Jesus. This is what he does. So when you see people that saw Jesus Christ and you see the challenge in their life, you know this is correct. Jesus will give you a message. You will fall into trouble for his sake. He will part you with a oil of gladness and say, continue. You just cannot stop. You might just have repented in my life and say, I'll be watching all of them. Till something sits upon you again. Boom. Say, aye. You are comforted. An encounter. This is what happened to Paul and should happen to you. There's this thing that when we want to get born again, they tell you, if you receive Jesus Christ today, your life have make sense. You will not suffer again. Receive Jesus. You will not go broke. On behalf of those that said it, great apology, because it's a lie. Once you receive Jesus, oh, so into low, do low. Let me say to Yoruba, it will work. You understand kind of stuff now? Oh, Lori Buruku, you know, and you watch. You know, that's The preacher Olori Buruku is stronger than the Olori Ire because he's used to saying the Olori Buruku properly. And he's telling you, Jesu, I know they are trying to market Jesus, but that's not what he told us to do. Now you have told me that when they have Jesus Christ, they will have jobs. He doesn't work with APC working committee. If you receive Jesus Christ today, your life will change everywhere. If you receive Jesus Christ today, you will begin a transformational work that will cost you how long you focus on the work. Once it's time, you are the one that decides the outcome, because the outcome is a person. Lord, is a cry for a genuine encounter and experience with your Lordship. And before you do this, let me teach you a secret. Raise Jesus Christ above every other thing in your heart now. I love you even more than this platform. I love you more than this teaching I just taught now. I will throw this away 1 million times to have you. This is the secret to resilience in men. Do you know what it means to know God is with you? It's easy to chant, you stop into troubles. When you go through the fire, he didn't say I will remove you. I will go there with you. I will be there with you. So if you walk through the waters, it will not what? Over what? Over you. That means God says, I'm the author and finisher of your faith. I understand the situation. And I'm a priest touched. I know fire burns, but there's just stamina on your inside, which will refine you because you are gold. You are not golden. Show me any great man in any endeavor of life. Let me show you rod and staff. Let me show you dead places. Talk anybody, politics, governance, ministry. You think people just happen like some indomie and egg, and then Jesus just loved them, he exonerated them from all of the processes? That's not true. Let me say again, I've said to you, you are not going to become your prophecy. You will become your processes. You all these things say the Lord, I see a mighty grace upon you. You will become what you labored with. I cry, genuine. I don't just want to live a pseudo life. I don't want to talk about the Jesus I've not met anymore. I don't want to believe. That's why they say God is a concept, atheist, because it's a concept to many people. They're just imagining what God is on Jesus Christ. He's going to have some blonde hair. If you slap him, he will turn the left. Just if you imagine Jesus Christ, if you woke up, greet everybody, good morning, sir. If Jesus Christ woke up from Luth Gate to here, he will greet everybody because that's who they painted. Good morning, sir. Jesus will focus where he's going to. Amen. I'm not sent to the rest of Israel. That's the Jesus you read in scriptures. Focus. I desire it. The choice is yours. After the word, the choice is yours. It satisfies your hunger. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, it shall be filled. It satisfies your hunger. In case you are going through some dead and dried places, don't you ever again think and ask, where is the Lord? Don't ask for permission where he gave you exclusive authority. Where people used to anointings alone, there are deeper depths in God. 12 horns, exclusive is the foundation, the entrance. You are people of government. You are prophetic. You are apostolic. Don't leave feeble. Shall build you to the end of time. Always, not always. Always means that you live here. Even in heaven, you don't come to a point in your life and you are now asking God, where are thou? No. No. Even Jesus. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, has forsaken me, and yet the Bible says he gave up his ghost to whose hand? While he does not build iniquity, he did not depart from his soul. Does it make some sense of all now? You are God's own. You are God's own. I know there are many things you have to step into, and I'm not preaching you down. I mean in labors and efforts. You know me. You have to fast and pray and give and study and labor. I know. But listen, he that is born of God overcomes this world. Stop saying this thing like, I have grown to some level. You are first a son of God, yet you are growing. Jesus will excuse many things for his namesake. Learn this. Because many people talk about the sons of Sceva and things that fail the scripture. You are a son of God, not sons of Sceva. Your name is not Toby Sceva. You are not even Toby Paul. You are Toby Lord. Son of, I said, I didn't say you are Lord. I hope you understand now. For your information, if things fail, you learned how not to do them. Pick yourself to, where are you even scattered? What's the meaning of that? I've learned how not to learn every product on earth that lasted, failed many times. From the Bob, 99 practicals, is that correct? 7-up, 7 practicals. Anything that you talk about today, mention it anywhere. The Bible even said the word of God is tried 7 times. The word tried first time. Imagine people that bake bread, first time, second time, third time. Word of God, 6 times, 7 times. Christians don't want to be tried. You have not met the Lord. It's not this, I saw Jesus Christ, he came in my room, all those things, those are small things. And people like that don't know power. Because power is ability to stay with visions, stay with relationships, stay with promises. Resilience, strength. Small thing, people are falling. Small thing, people have given up. Things we should bear responsibility for. Your landlord says you get out of the house, he says God will punish you. Learn to pay your rent. Nobody pays rent by miracle. You pay rent by saving up. That's what we're talking about. And face the things you must call Jesus for. Does it make sense at all? Don't fake it. Meet him. Because the Bible says, he will say to some prophets and men of God, he says, you call me Lord, Lord. He says, in your name, we cast out demons. In your name, say, I know you not. You must encounter him. It's not just some, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, you heard him saying it in church. You have not explored it before. I'm not stopping you. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's no end of prayer. It's getting to deeper depth. You have not learned prayer enough. In the name of Jesus, and then the step level. Amen. It's so shall it be. In the name is how we enter. Hosanna is the concept. Watching the time. Some minutes left. Righteous runs into that name. Oh, the name of God is the righteous, the one that's encountered the Lord. The righteous, the standard. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Your Lord is calling you. Jesus 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 is calling you. Of creation is man. That means he will have drawn everything in man to you. So draw man to you. What you are asking for. Some of you will love even ministry than Jesus. Repent, repent. There's a glorious future ahead of you. Repent. Some of you love things. Things. You see, when you love things more than creator of the one that creates things. For Jesus Christ does not do things, he does men. Men do things. Glory to the name of the Lord. I can only commend you to God and the word of his grace. Because time fails. Are you seeing me at all now? That Jesus will be merciful unto every one of us. There is a scripture in the book of Psalms you read at the crossover meeting. It says, as the maid servant look unto their master, say so we look unto you that you can show us some mercies. I promise you, every encounter is a product of mercy. What I say now? Drop all this effort in Africa. I know that when you are doing something for long, the spirit will show up. Are you seeing me at all now? But there's no scripture that when you begin to do fasting for long, God must show up. Those things don't call God. Those things don't call him. We do them after we have found him. And let me promise you, many of you have found him a cup, but you have thrown him away for even a cup of tea. One of the ways you know people have met Jesus is they don't joke with time. Are you seeing me at all now? Because encounters teach you about time frameness. Believe it. Time. You know, encounters don't have time free. Well, I hope you understand what I'm saying now. To live an encounter, you must understand the concept of time. Say, seeing that we have this ministry, what did we do? He said, we faint not. We secure mercies. Does it make some sense now? If you understand the concept of mercy, mercy predates time, even as the wisdom of God. Mercy is not, Lord, I'm sorry. Mercy is the only way it can come here. Jesus can't show up here because of anything you do, but his mercy. Says because of mercies you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. And after this kind of situation, I like to pray. Because of my teaching ministry, I have to teach some 2 hours. He has a gauge. They will now break into much prayers. But it's a great service tonight. We'll pray well. We have prayed an hour before we showed up. We'll continue prayers again. That's why some of you have to pick it from here. There's an atmosphere and garment for prayer. And is still Christ clothe you? Is somebody following me at all now? 5 minutes, you want to give it expression. Just allow it. Let the Holy Spirit drop some things in your life so that when you leave this convergence, you can you the things you think on are things set above. Whatsoever things are pure. That your contribution for your car will not override Christ again. Till Christ be formed. My little children, will I travel till Christ be formed? Till Christ be formed. Some of you are in church, yet Christ is still calling you. It's true. You have come out for altar calls. You know there is a void on your inside. They call me Lord, 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 but I know them not. Walk to miracle, walk signs. The proof of my encounter is a person and a people. Character conformity. A people see you as their Jesus. When they see, they say, this is our Jesus. Not like they call you Jesus. This is the apex of God and his love expressed in this region. Some of you as a ministry must hear this. Not just only you. Some of you as a business. Some of you as a platform. Some of you, you and your spouse, fiancés. Till Christ be formed, there is a project of God in your life. Abraham was an incomplete project, became uncompleted. There are many incomplete works in your life. May you breathe upon us afresh. Be benevolent unto us, Jesus. I love you more than anything. You know it twice. I'll shut down anything, even my life, to make you known, make you revealed, make you understood. I will never defend you, but I will reveal you. It's my pledge again and again. In the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. Jesus' powerful name, we pray. What you have received today, I declare it is sealed. Every time you contact this realm again, that face opens up. Such as I have, even exousia, I declare, authority is what God gives us. He trusts you with. Now a message, a people. Does it make some sense now? In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life and destiny. This will be the least face you ever explored in God. Let me life in a hurry. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. The commensurate situations and experience of this teaching, they will come. I've told you this many times. When I teach you, what comes is what I taught you. The grace to now apply what you learned. If you learn on favor, expect hard situations to apply favor. If you learn on mercy, the Bible says, to the merciful I show myself merciful. Expect situations that will bring humanity, then apply mercy. If you learn on power, expect situations that will drain you and apply power. If you learn on strength or stamina, expect things that will drain you. Does it make some sense now? Now you mention favor, then things are just pay my teeth here. That's a deceit. Satan can give you things to make you lose God. He can give you the form to lose the power thereof. But I prophesy over your life. For the first time in someone's life in this room, you walk on the word of God. Your testimony is conformity and comfort, conformity and consolation. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, may it be your portion. Now I take authority over families, platforms, and regions that you represent. And then your stamina, your authority is not enough. Homes, ministries, and regions, I declare, be empowered afresh. I connect you to the horn of the horn, the covenant arise. The Bible says, he has respect unto the covenant. May Jesus respect the covenant. And I declare the things that you are weak heart, you become stronger at them. In the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. Jesus' powerful name, we pray.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.